Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and I'm thrilled you're here. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And maybe at our site, of course, franklyspeakingradio.com. Webmaster James doing a great job, and we certainly appreciate him endlessly. It is Wednesday, April 25th, 2007, about a minute past midnight here in the Central Time Zone. And powerful, powerful stuff from our guest there, Wanda Pietti. We certainly appreciate her hard work and all this, and certainly what's going on. You know, and like I said, I view this as a success story. It's about personal empowerment. It's about people not just being awakened. It's about people waking themselves up. That's all we can do, folks. That's it. I was talking to a friend today out in Nevada. We were discussing the same thing. And about how people need to see these things for themselves. You know, we talk about quite a bit of material here on the show. We talk about it in as much depth as we possibly can. And the reason for that is not so people can say, oh, yeah, I heard this on the radio show. I don't care where they heard it. The point is that they heard it and they did something with it. That you hear a story here. And I love that when people call me up and or they'll just call up Thomas there in the studio and say, hey, well, where's the website where I can find that story? Or where did that come from again? What day did that come out on? What's the headline so I can just search for it that way? Because that means people are doing the work. I don't need to convince anybody of everything, of anything. I could just get out here every single night and just babble for 4 hours. Because all I'm supposed to do, that's my role here in this, is to get the information out there. It's not to convince you. It's not to argue with you. It's not to debate you. It's simply to say, this is what it is. I have opinions about various things, and you have your opinions, and that's fine and dandy. But we have to agree that there are some issues here. And that's why we cover the news as we do. That's why we look at things so with such an in-depth focus, is to try to flesh these things out and allow you to have the information, the insight that you need to launch your own investigation, because that's the only way you get it. All growing up, you know, there were many, many times you were told something by somebody in authority, a teacher, a priest, a cop, a parent, an aunt, an uncle, just an adult in general, and they would tell you something, and you didn't necessarily believe it. You may have, you know, taken them at their word, you know, if it's your parent and they've always been wonderful and truthful to you, sure, you believed what they said. But at the same time, you know, strangers, you're like, who are you? Why is it true just because you say it's true? I don't believe that. I'm going to go and check it out for myself. And that's something we have lost along the way. You know, when you look in the scriptures and it says, you know, that we have to be innocent as children, there's a reason why. There's something there. There's something that kids have that we have lost. We have allowed ourselves to simply be led astray. Children do not have guile, for the most part, unless they've learned it somewhere. They're just innocent, and they ask questions. Well, what's the one thing a kid always says? Why? 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 Well, here's a why. Why have we stopped being that way? Why have we stopped doing these things? It's important stuff. Anyway, we'll get our guest on here after the break, but let me remind you folks that this hour is being brought to you by our good friends at PrivacyCrisis.com. Of course, the book is Privacy Crisis. The author is Grant Hall. He joined us last night, and just an amazing book also on self-empowerment. And again, that's the only way you're going to get this stuff. That's the only way you're going to realize the importance of the options and opportunities available to you is by simply going to PrivacyCrisis.com. You can pick up the ebook there. You can pick up the hardbound version. You can click on the link at republicbroadcasting.org and get all the information there. You can also go to Amazon.com and order it used, which is certainly the most cost-effective way to get this book, or call Borders Bookstore and have it shipped to you simply by calling 702-433-6222. Privacy Crisis, the book by Grant Hall. It could change your life. It could save your life. It's all about being free, folks, in every possible sense of the word. Stay with us, our guest Lee Kroc, when we come back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Sure does seem like it, doesn't it? A lot of people out there to rule the world, a lot of people looking to impose their will upon you. We don't do that here on this show. I used to run around thinking that I knew everything. Then I realized that I didn't. And I realize now that the more I know, the less I know, I guess you could say. But there's a lesson to be learned, and certainly I think I've learned it, and I've tried to convey information to you on this program in just such a fashion as to say that because I know it to be true doesn't mean that it's true. You have to figure these things out for yourself. And I always tell you to do the research, do your homework, look it up, check it out, and see if this thing, you know, whatever it may be, is true, if it holds truth for you, and if it can work in your favor. And the truth is liberating. It is freeing. And that's what we're discussing here tonight thus far and what we will continue to discuss here with our guest who will be joining us here in just a second. First things first, though, I want to give out his information. The website is www.edkuniversity.com, and I've known him for a couple of years now. When I first heard, people had said, oh, there's this amazing thing that this guy's invented. It's called an energy cleaner. And I said, okay, well, you know, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. I've tried a lot of things, and some of them work, and some of them do not. Some of them are amazing, some of them are not. You know, I'll check it out. And talked to the guy, Lee Kroc, and he called me up, and we had a little conversation. And he said, well, you know, see what you think. Try it out and call me in like a month or so. So hooked the thing up and followed the instructions for the first month. Didn't notice anything. Second month, didn't notice anything. Third month, didn't notice anything. Fourth month, forgot all about it, honestly. it was attached to my bed. I slept on it every night. I didn't even think about it. Anyway, then it was probably around Christmas, and I always spend Christmas with family. So I went out of town, did not take the energy cleaner with me, and the first night I woke up, I noticed the difference. I had the absence of the energy cleaner in order to notice what it had been doing for me. Now, a lot of people have had similar experiences. Some people have had miraculous experiences. Sometimes it just takes a while to understand what it's doing. It depends on where you're at with your own personal situation, whatever issues you might have. But I was convinced then, and I've only been more firm in my convictions that this thing does work. It certainly has done amazing and miraculous things for me, and maybe it has for you as well. If you have questions, if you'd like to get involved with the show here tonight, tell your story, feel free to do so. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Please welcome to the program our good friend, Lee Kroc. Lee, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. Thanks for staying up late with us tonight.
Oh, that's good.
I really appreciate it. I wanted, you know, obviously for you to get some time to talk with people who maybe, you know, if they tune in late, maybe they get home at a weird hour, and I can certainly relate to that. They have not heard you before on this show, and I think it's important that they are able to get a chance to interact with you. So you've agreed to come on at a later time than normal, but, you know, you come on every 2 weeks and we chat, we catch up with some things. We should talk about a lot of these things. But first things first, of course, you allow people to go and try the energy cleaner for themselves simply by going to visit you at the Energy Lodge located in Caldwell, Ohio. Now, this thing has, 30 beds?
Yes.
30 beds in the Energy Lodge, and if people want to go and stay with you for a couple days, learn how the machine works, learn how the whole process works, and be able to use it. Sleep on it, use it in the Fountain of Youth, which is basically just it's a bathtub with the energy cleaner hooked up to it. That's it. It's very, very simple. Something you can do in your own home as well. And they can go and stay with you, and the cost is absolutely zero. It doesn't cost them anything. If they can get there, you will welcome them in with open arms and show them all about this stuff. And it is truly, truly, truly a great blessing to so many people who have done this and spent time with you and experienced it for themselves and been able to find out if it works and if it works for them without spending a dime. It's really a beautiful thing that you're doing. And, of course, you also have the giveaways as well. People can contact you via email, which is on your website there at edkuniversity.com. And we'll give out the snail mail address as well. They can call you on the phone and ask questions. They can enter into this contest. And you give away one of these units like every 2 weeks. So it's really another way for people to experience this for themselves and get involved in this. So really an amazing thing you're doing, my friend.
Well, I appreciate doing it.
Oh, well,
I never done anything so worthwhile in my life.
I know it. It's amazing. I mean, just in the time that I've known you, the calls that we've gotten have certainly been incredible to hear from people whose lives have been changed. And, you know, obviously the people who want questions, too, because they're out there looking and they realize that, you know, as I said earlier in the show tonight, you know, everything we've been told has been lies for the most part. We've been deceived on so many different levels and so many different ways that we've been forced to do so because of lack of options otherwise to find our own answers. And the best we can do here on this show and the best you can do with what you're doing is offer it up to people. And if they choose to take it and choose to explore it, then they're welcome to do so. And it's a great opportunity. Well, let's talk about the old Energy Lodge. Now, next month is Cancer Month, of course, coming up here in May very, very soon. And I imagine that there's going to be a lot of interest in this from what I've heard. And I know you've been getting people popping in there, visiting with you at the Energy Lodge. What's been happening as of late?
Well, I've had some good luck. Got a fellow here now that he came here 3 weeks ago with in his lymph nodes all through his body. He's got cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He was swelled up every place, pain and everything. And he's just about the happiest person you ever saw in your life. All the swelling's gone, the lumps are gone.
Wow.
And he really working out too. But he was one of them that they gave no chance. He didn't have a ghost of a chance in this world to live another month.
Oh, wow. They gave him 4 weeks to live.
Well, that's when they started.
Oh, wow.
And he's going back next week to go through his full procedure of x-rays and tests of all kinds of blood tests. He's anxious to go, and I'm anxious to see the results. It's going to be something that I think we're going to be very proud of.
For. Oh, I have
he's
no
got
doubt.
A better appetite. He's eating now. He wasn't eating. No pain. He just feels good all over.
That's
he sleeps like a baby. He goes in that Mountain Youth there and stays 2 hours, and then the next six he'll never roll over. And then he's up and goes around and eats and waits to go back for another.
That's so incredible.
We've got our new tub going. I tell you, we're going to. Before, I couldn't handle only seven people at a time. For you put seven people through 2 hours, one at a time going through for 2 hours twice a day, you fill the full. Just ain't no time left.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that two or three times. Now I've got it. I can get seven of them at a time. That'll let me put 42 people through there in a day.
That's wonderful.
We ought to be doing something.
Yeah. So basically,
and I'm inviting the whole world to come. If anybody's got any cancer anyplace, and you made your appointment with the undertaker and you don't want to keep it, just come on up and see me and we'll get your money back.
There you go. It's an amazing opportunity, a great offer for anybody willing to simply go and check it out. That's it. It's that simple. Just go and experience it for yourself. And it doesn't cost you anything. It's very easy to do. And, gosh, you won't find any other offers like that, I can promise you.
Well, I'm going to make one better.
Oh.
Anybody comes through the month of May, and I haven't helped them to their satisfaction, I'll fill their car up with gasoline to send them back home free.
Wonderful. Well, you might be paying a lot for that one, given the price of gasoline these days.
Well, I know, but I've got a good faith that I ain't going to be buying it.
Well, and I believe that. I really do, my friend. That's what it's all about is faith, and that's where this whole thing came from, and we'll talk about that too. But so basically lymphatic cancer, all of his lymph nodes were swollen, and now the swelling's gone down, and he's feeling amazingly better, and looking forward to a clean bill of health. That's incredible stuff.
He just knows that he don't have anything left in him. And you're the only one in the world, the person himself, always can feel that.
Yeah.
They're the ones that seen the blood virgin come and get the cancer from their body. They knew it was gone when they felt that and seen it in their own eyes.
That's so amazing. You know, one of the things we've discussed so often on the show is nutrition and various other things people do to keep themselves good, to keep themselves well, to get themselves into a better state of health. And the Energy Cleaner, because it operates on a cellular level, it does, of course, facilitate the absorption of good stuff into your cells. So it actually allows things to work better, more effectively, more efficiently. Even something like an over-the-counter pain management thing, like a Tylenol or something, right?
Well, definitely. For what it does, it gets your circulation started. 90% of all sicknesses comes when your body breaks down and that part of your body quits circulating.
Mm-hmm.
There's no getting circulation there, and it's going to start dying.
Wow.
I've seen cancer when they come here that they had an open on the outside, a skin cancer that went deep. When we got the circulation and all the dead flesh come out, they had a hole back in their neck and throat, 5/8 of an inch. And I could see their heart beating on their artery up the throat there. It was right down to it. And I was just right at the edge of, whenever the cells in that artery got bad, they was going to bust and he'd been dead. That's all that had been to it. The doctor had told him that's where he was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
That artery bust and he just bleed to death. When he got there, we could see it. It was just a day or two till it started filling in with new flesh. You see the cells just covering it over.
That's fantastic.
By the time he left, it was filled out in a week. Where it wasn't growing hair yet, but it started into growing hair just in a few days after he left here.
Hold on a second, Lee. We have a short break here, folks. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Thank you.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Love come quick, love come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. I'm thrilled you're here. And you're more than welcome to weigh in with your thoughts, ask your questions, recount your own stories. Of course, 800-313-9443, toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443, and we'll do that when we can. Lee Kroc is our guest here tonight. You can go to his website and read these things for yourself at www.edkuniversity.com. And if you are surfing around on the web, maybe you've been to our website there, franklyspeakingradio.com. We have a link to Lee's website, and that link that Webmaster James has done some spectacular work on actually has Lee's phone numbers that flash up there. So you can write those down very easily there. And, of course, all of his contact info is on his site as well. Lee, welcome back, sir.
Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. And when we left off, we were talking about this this guy that had visited you at the lodge who had the it was very obvious cancerous tissue that you could see on the surface of the skin, as, you know, most people have it, inside them somewhere, but when they do have it. And this was a weird situation because it was on the surface.
Right. Yeah, it was, when he came, it was on his right, just on his right lymph node on his right jaw. And it was a lump, and he had a Band-Aid on to cover it up. Mm-hmm. The first hour in the bath, it took that. The scab came off, and you could start seeing this dead meat, flesh is black, and it just came out. And about 3 days, that flesh had all came out of there, right down to where it was seeping a little waterish red blood seeping out of it. Mm-hmm. But it sure did look raw.
Wow.
Real bright red. In just a day, it started turning pink and the redness was gone and it started to fill in.
That's great.
It took less than 2 days. He had covered that artery over in there. You couldn't see it. Every time his heart beats, you couldn't see it pumping.
Well, that's good because that sounds repulsive.
Oh, it didn't look very good, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
But he said it didn't hurt. It just took all the pain out of it there was and everything else. And it felt good to have that water flushing again it.
Wow. That's fantastic. And obviously we've had a lot of stories like that. speaking just on the same theme of sort of a surface issue, there was a guy who came to see you who had some sort of a skin rash. You know, so you mentioned that it looked like his skin had been scarred, like it was burned or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I don't know. They call it psoriasis.
Uh-huh. But it looked different than psoriasis, I assume.
Well, it was just, he just looked like, actually, when you look at him, he looks like he was looking right down on top of the back of an old boar hog.
Mm.
His skin was that rough on his hands and legs. And the first time he went in there, his skin just started falling apart and coming off in flakes. It just looked like fish scales, about the size of a bluegill fish scale. And it was whitish, like dead skin is.
Mm-hmm.
And they took out a 2-gallon bucket full out of out of the tub after he came out of there on the second time.
Again, incredibly repulsive. But important. It's just gross.
And within less than about 5 days, I think it was, that was all gone. He looked pink just like a baby. His skin was just as looked young like a young baby.
Wow.
But he was peeled off. When the itching all left him, the pain was all gone when he left there.
Mm-hmm.
But he sure did look tender. Now, if he'd got in the sun, I'll bet you he'd have burnt all the
place. Yeah, well, that's brand new skin. I mean,
hasn't
seen the sun in a while. You got to be careful of that stuff. That's powerful. Now, in addition to things like that, cancer and surface, you know, wear and tear, if that's what you want to call it, psoriasis, people have also benefited from this with just general pain, Alzheimer's, paralysis, hearing and eye injuries, things like that. It seems like what this is doing is really just allowing the body to heal itself.
Well, that's all it does. It cycles the energy of the, it cleans the energy channels out so the brain can control the signals and get the body to work, and that jump starts the immune system and everything working together. When you get a clean body and the immune system working, it's going to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
The brain will take care of a body and never get old if you keep the energy channels clean. The thing we're doing and all of us, our way we live, we're about the dirtiest housekeepers as you can even imagine of.
Mm-hmm.
We get everything out, throw it down, leave it out. We never put nothing back. We live in this contaminated atmosphere coming out of these smokestacks is what's killing us.
Well, can't argue with that, my friend. I think you're right on point. And all the studies and certainly all of the evidence confirms all that wholeheartedly. So it's very, very important information that we're covering here tonight. Lee, I'll tell you what, we're getting some calls in here. We'll go to the calls, but we're going to wait till after this next break we got coming up. I want to give out your website again because people might have a lot of questions that could be answered simply by going there. And it's www.edkuniversity.com. The Energy Lodge is located in Caldwell, Ohio. And all you need to do is give Lee a call, give him about 24 hours notice, and tell him, say, hey, is there any room at the lodge? And he'll say, sure, come on down, we'll make room for you. And just now he has installed, in preparation for the Cancer Month, I guess, is that what we're calling it?
Yes.
Okay. Coming up here in May, Lee has a brand new hot tub installed that seats 7 people. So this thing is certainly going to allow many people, obviously, to get together and you know, take part in this as opposed to just saying, hey, are you almost done cleaning yourself out from this cancer? Because I got to take care of cancer also. So it's really a great opportunity for people to, like I said, do their own homework on this. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Glad you're here, my friends. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. It's Wednesday morning now, and our good friend Lee Kroc is joining us. And Lee, I'm glad you're here, my friend. Welcome back, and thank you again so much.
I'm glad to be here.
Oh, wonderful news. We are taking your calls, ladies and gentlemen. If you have questions, if you have, of course, personal successes you'd like to share with everybody else, I'm sure all that would be most welcome. 800-313-9443. Toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the show.
All right, let me shut this tractor off. Hang on.
Okay.
Isn't
it a little late to be tractoring?
Well, I got 700 acres of corn that's been killed, and I got to replant it.
Well, God bless you.
Yeah, well, thanks. Anyway, I've talked to Mr. Kroc a couple of times. And it was about my mother-in-law. She was diagnosed with, they said that she had throat cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it went down into her lungs and then into her bones. And Mr. Crockett told me to get her up there and he believed he could help her. Well, our problem is I can't get her out of the hospital. He was saying something about the doctor said her lungs are filling up with fluid, and they keep draining so many, like 700 something off her lungs of fluid every day.
Mm.
So until they stop that, we can't get her out of the hospital.
I see.
So will this machine, can we take them into the hospital? Would they let us do that? I don't really know where to go from here, because I'd really like to get her up there.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Well, that's an excellent question, and let me ask you this. Whose care is she under specifically? Do you have a family doctor who's kind of overseeing this, somebody that you know really well?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Matter of fact, they moved down to be closer to us, or they want to be closer to their daughter and their grandkids. I'm not going to say necessarily me, but I'm just kidding. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady.
Yeah.
And I'd do anything to help her. And like I said, I had talked to Mr. Croc several times about getting her up there. And my problem is I can't get her out of the hospital to do this. But also, you know, her kidneys have started shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just seems like it gets worse and worse and worse. And I kind of would like some answers. I've tried to convince my brother-in-laws. I farm, you know, I'm out here 12:00 at night trying to beat a rain.
Yeah.
And I can't explain this to my in-laws that we need this machine, and just help me just a little bit, pay for it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to explain it to them to where they understand that this thing will work.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Whew, that's quite a quandary, my friend. Let me go back to your first question as far as will they allow it in the hospital, and Lee can speak on that. But before he does, without knowing the doctors, I mean, you could do a couple of things. You can always approach them and see what they say. I'm sure most people would think, oh, okay, Chris, you're obviously insane, but we'll humor you this time. But I guess if you're trying to keep it on the down low, one way to do this, and this is something that I've utilized and it's worked really well for me, and I like to experiment with the energy cleaner because of its, it's a new thing. I mean, this thing it's going to be in everybody's household, you know, sometime. But for right now, people just don't necessarily buy into it. The thing you could do, conceivably, the energy cleaner is a box about the size of a lunchbox, I suppose, and it runs on batteries. What I've had good experiences with is using an electric blanket. And what you could do, I suppose, is take an electric blanket, and it's got the little cord that runs out of it, and just cut it and then splice those wires together, twist them up, and you could wrap it around the hook that's on the energy cleaner, and you could simply tell them at the hospital that it is a battery-operated electric blanket and you wanted your mother-in-law. I think you said your mother-in-law, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, that you wanted her to have that. And I seriously doubt that the doctor's going to put his hand on it and say, battery-operated electric blanket, my butt, this is not generating any heat. I'm sure they don't even care. I mean, if you were to bring a blanket, I don't think that would be a big deal. But as far as convincing them, there are certainly some options. You could have them tune into the show. You could have them call Lee. You could have them go to Ohio themselves, maybe, and experience it for themselves. You could have them visit his website. You could check out our archives. You could have them call in, you know, to the show. There are a number of different ways, but you know, it's like we've talked about quite a bit here, just tonight even. It's self-realization is when you really get it. You know, people could tell you upside down and sideways, and I have people in my own family, people I love and care about. I've got a cousin who's in ICU right now, fighting for his life. He's 1 month old, and you know, they would tell me I'm an idiot. You know, family, people I love and care about, I've known my whole life, they tell me I'm crazy. Oh, it's just crazy stuff. You know, you're not going to convince everybody, unfortunately, and sometimes people pay the price for that. Sometimes lives are lost. But you can't, you know, you can lead the horse to water, you can't make them drink. I don't know how you can convince them if they're not open to it.
You know, and it's like I was saying, you know, I'd do anything for these for my mother-in-law,
yeah,
as much as I would my mother. I love her that much.
Yeah.
She's always treated me like I was one of hers.
That's wonderful.
And, you know, my father-in-law, he's a pastor. And I told him, I said, Jim, I said, if we weren't supposed to do this, God wouldn't have let me hear this on your program. Amen. It just wouldn't have happened. And that doesn't convince him. I mean, you know, he's just, he said, well, he said, you know, God's going to do what God's going to do, you know, and mm-hmm. that's the way that they're looking at it. But I buy what he's saying. I believe
sure.
what he's saying.
Sure.
But I don't believe that I would have learned about you, your program, or Mr. Kroc if God didn't want me to.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly, honestly believe that. And I don't know what to do, but I thought, you know, with everything that's starting to happen now, it moving around in her body, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not sure, or, you know, all I would love to do would just try.
Well, Chris, I'm going to go ahead and offer something to you here, and I don't do this very often, and I definitely do not want to make a habit of it, but I will do it for you. If you talk to your brother-in-law and see if he's amenable to a phone call from me, I've been, you know, talking to Lee, interviewing Lee, using the energy cleaner myself for 3 years now. You know, it's been a long time. I'm pretty well versed in it, and I can probably answer some of his questions. If he's open to that and you want to call in sometime and leave his number, I will do my best to give him a call, and I'll give it a shot. I mean, he probably won't listen to me either. But you know, maybe I can answer some questions. I don't know. And, of course, he can always call Lee. I mean, it's just a phone call away.
Well, and I gave him Lee's number. I said, please call this guy, you know, and maybe he can convince you. And, you know, whether he has or not, I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is I just wanted to call and ask, you know, y'all, if with everything that's happening, you know, could this reverse this? You know, I don't know.
I don't know either. It's hard to say. But, Lee, before we find out exactly what this would do in this particular situation, you yourself actually came up with this whole idea and obviously had some accidents. And I know you hurt your leg really badly. You want to tell that story?
Yeah, that wasn't an accident. The Lord just plain broke my leg, but he fixed it up so I get it in the hospital.
Right. Well, I was trying to be nice about
it. They started IV on me, and I was allergic to their morphine, and I started to holler, and they had to quit. For he just felt like a bunch of bees stinging me. So when the doctor came in, I asked him, I said to him, I said, I developed an energy cleaner, and I want requesting a permission to bring it in here and put a energy pad on my leg, get rid of that pain. For by dying, that's hurting. He said, go get her. We don't have a thing in this building we can give you for pain. So they let me bring it in. And it sat there all the time. I never took any pain medicine anyway, but in 1 hour, my pain was completely gone. Now I'm going to make you an offer on this deal. If you get permission to bring her in there, I'll ship you a machine down to use for free.
Okay. I'm sorry?
He said, Chris, that if you can get permission from the doctor to bring this thing in there for your mother-in-law, Lee said he will ship you one to use for free.
Well, I've asked him so much, you know, I don't mind asking him if he can turn the hospital upside down. I mean, I'll ask him anything, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, and bless my daughter's heart. She's 11 years old. She said, Dad, sell my horse. I said, baby, I ain't selling your horse.
Oh.
You know, I'm not doing that. I'll figure out something else. But anyway, you got a lot of callers. I know you do. And thank you for your time. And Mr. Kroc, I appreciate you, and God bless you.
Chris, God bless you too, sir. Amazing stuff. Lee, your generosity is just, it knows no bounds. Now she sounds like she's in a bad way. Obviously the best effect that you're going to get from the energy cleaner is when you're immersed in water. Could this benefit her? I mean, obviously with the copper activation pads, I mean, they could put it under her and wrap her in it and so on and so forth. But it sounds like she's in a bad way.
She's on her last leg, what it sounds like.
Yeah.
But I will make a little extra pad. I'll make something about 2 foot wide, 54 inch long. They can wrap right around her chest for it's all, he said, in her lungs and kidneys.
Yeah.
And that would cover the whole thing, and then they would get requests that they stand there as much as they could and lay their hands on top of that to get that. I think they could take that water out of her within 24 hours. She'd be on a different, whole different road.
Oh, yeah. Well, then if, yeah, exactly. If they could just get her out of the hospital.
Well, they can do it right there in the hospital. They get permission to take it in.
Yeah, yeah. And if they can get her out, though, then they can hop in the car and come see you, because obviously the family would be convinced at that point, I think.
Well, and that's...
Oh, Chris, go ahead.
That's what my father-in-law said. He said, if I get her out of here, if we get her out of here, he said, we're going to go. He's, you know, and he's to the point to where these doctors, and something I heard once before, that I think she's fighting the remedy and not the disease at this point.
Right.
You know, with the chemo trying to fight that and the what's that other, oh, goodness, I've lost my train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
the radiation.
Like I said, yeah, the radiation. Mm-hmm. But I think she's fighting that more than she is the disease at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's just, like I said, she's in a bad way. And if we get her out of there, we're coming. We're coming. But anyway, again, God bless y'all and keep doing what you're doing.
Chris, God bless you too, man. Thanks for the
call. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Appreciate that. We'll be praying for you. You know, the other thing, this is the thing that set me down this road, folks, is the people I've met who have changed my life and allowed me to sort of open my mind to new things about healing and whatnot. You know, let's say you take a look back at some, you know, medicine man, okay, in some tribe somewhere, and the medicine man's like, oh, you got a cough, okay, here, put this root and rub it on your forehead and it's going to make your cough go away, and it works. So you're like, wow, here is a medicine man who's just some backwoods, know nothing, no education, having you know, crazy third worlder, and he just stumbled across this. Do you really think that? Do you think that this medicine man just rubbed crap on his forehead for, you know, months and years and finally came across something that happened to work for a cough? No. There's a reason. There's a reason behind all this stuff. And back when medicine was being practiced in such a way is when doctors knew how to handle things. They don't practice medicine that way. Now they're taught, write the prescription that, you know, to address the symptoms that best suits the patient's complaints. And that's it. They're not taught how to do anything anymore. So, you know, people are increasingly getting frustrated with the system because the system isn't working. So it's time for people to start thinking for new things. And I remember, you know, I spend a lot of time, I still do, in prayer for people and for my situation and all the people I care about. I mean, I'm always looking for something. And the energy cleaner was an answered prayer for me. And it continues to be so. So just my testimonial on that. And I think it's the same thing. People don't hear something for no reason. You know, you don't stumble across something and have it catch your ear, especially when you've been praying for a solution, an answer, a sign. You know, take it for what it is. When it pops up right in front of you, it's got to be what it is. Anyway, Lee, I've just been rambling here, my friend. I'm sorry. Did you have anything you wanted to say?
Not necessarily, other than just come and see me. Anybody got a cancer any place, been diagnosed, please come and see me, and I'll send you home with a new body.
Especially, you know, if you've got surgery scheduled or they're not giving you any hope, don't give up. Just because the doctor says, you know, you got 3 weeks, that doesn't mean anything. That's just his opinion, and his opinion will change. So let's keep going with the calls, folks. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Scott in Arizona, welcome to the show.
Hi, Frank.
How are you, sir?
Good. Nice
Wonderful.
To talk to you. You know,
yeah.
And Lee, you know, I got to tell you, Frank, this is the second time in two nights I've called in.
Yeah.
And on RBN. Now, I wanted to preface this by stating this. My dad is going to be 80 in July.
Uh-huh.
Last September, he was diagnosed. He was convinced that he wasn't losing his hearing.
Mm-hmm.
He's old school.
Yeah.
And he went in to an ENT, and they found a little lump in his throat, in his larynx. Found out it was cancerous, but it was slow-grade cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I think they call it, you know, class one.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided... My mom passed away in December of 2004. My mom and dad had been married for 56 years. Now, perhaps Lee can understand that a little bit better than perhaps you.
Yes, right on.
And I, you know, I lived with my mom and dad, obviously. I was a late bloomer in their life. So what I'm saying is he is old school. He does not like doctors, does not like hospitals. And he did not want to receive the treatments that they proposed to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm the son. And I said, Dad, you know, look, do what is logical. You know, maybe they can remove it now and get rid of it. He refused.
Mm.
I heard the music.
Yes, you do.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, right on, brother. Hey, let me ask you to hang on, of course, and
right.
Lee, of course, you as well. Folks, just a short break. We'll only be back in 3 minutes, so stay there on the edge of your seat. And, of course, be aware of our phone number if you'd like to ask your questions, 800-313-9443. And be aware of Lee's phone number, or I should say his website, edkuniversity.com. Stay with us.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back. I'm glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and our phone number, 800-313-9443. Our special guest tonight is Lee Kroc, inventor, creator of the energy cleaner. Lee, welcome.
Glad to be here.
Yes, thank you very much. And Scott in Arizona is our caller. Welcome back, and please continue, sir.
Thanks, Frank. And
thank
Lee,
you
know, can I ask, how old are you, Lee?
Me? I came in 1924.
1924, my dad is 1927. So you are a little older.
Lee is older school.
Yeah, a little older school. But now I'm going to tell you right now, my dad has a cancer on his larynx. Now he has made a decision. You know, diagnosed at 79, he decided, let's see, surgery, or chemo, or radiation, or a slow crawling cancer, I'm going to let it go. Now, he was logical in that respect. Hmm. However, in the past few months, his voice is going out, which indicates to me, as a son, the cancer is getting bigger, and it's taking over his larynx. Now, as I said, old school means old school. And Frank, I know you understand that.
Oh yeah.
You're a sports player.
Oh yeah.
I coach a lot of sports. I played a lot of sports. You know, being tough is tough. Growing up with a tough dad, I understand tough.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot convince him to do one thing or the other. So he's going to do what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And I will stand by and accept. However, Lee, is there hope for my dad if I was to bring my dad to your clinic?
I told you, you bring him up here, and if I don't clean him up to your satisfaction, I'll fill your car back up with gasoline to come home on.
Well,
it won't cost you one penny while you're here.
That is beautiful.
Hey, it's a cross-country trip with your father. I mean, that's
got to sound. We're in Arizona, so I mean, we will be flying.
Okay.
Which I don't mind that. I mean, that's not a big deal.
Well, you get to travel with your father. I mean, that's a great opportunity for
you
any
know what?
Son.
I got to tell you something, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
We have a business together.
Mm-hmm.
I see my dad every day. So I've been blessed in life with that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I understand.
I know you do.
Yeah.
You know, old school is old school.
Yeah, right
you
on.
Know, I can't step on your toes. I want to, but I can't. You understand what I'm saying, right, Frank?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my father's a vet for almost 30 years in the service.
So is my dad.
He's old school, too, yeah.
So.
Well, I will say this, you know, there are options. Obviously, you've heard them here on the show before. These things all, and I'm pleased to announce this, too, that the things that we've talked about on the show with other guests and whatnot, that these things all work extraordinarily well with the energy cleaner as well. So you keep in mind that factoid. And let me ask you to hang on here, Scott.
I will.
And Lee, of course, we're going to have you hang over too. Folks, we just have about 90 seconds here for a brief station identification. Then we're back with hour number three, our special guest, Lee Kroc. Check out the website, www.edkuniversity.com.